What do we do in times of trouble when we are beset with despair and loneliness and emptiness and longing and nothing seems to be there? That's when we have to remind ourselves that the Divine Mother is always with us. We're not alone in our despair, in our sorrow. She is there. And I think that's repeated again and again in scriptures, that whenever we need her, she's there. Whenever we're not looking even, she's there. In the Devi Mahatmyam, the scripture to Durga, after the battle is over, the first battle is over, the gods are praising her. And as a result, she wants to give them two gifts, two more gifts. And the first gift is, she says, whenever any one of you, anyone in the world, anyone, human, divine, anybody, is in trouble, call on me and I'll be there. And she is. The second gift is, she said, remember my richness. Remember what's good and great and beautiful. And when you remember that, I'll be with you in that form of beauty and grace and goodness. I had a teacher once who was giving a satsang, giving a lecture, and people were asking questions, and one woman asked him the question, have you ever been really down, really in a dark place of despair and depression and hopelessness? And he said, yes, I have. And she said, well, now that you're more spiritually evolved, do you think you'll ever have to be in that place again? And he said, yes, I will. It will come again. And he paused, and then he said, but this time I'll know without a doubt that the Divine Mother is with me in that dark place. I think that is what allows us to be spiritual, not the fact that we don't have any dark places anymore, but the fact that we allow ourselves to be supported and loved and cared for by the Divine Mother. Sometimes we don't understand the power that she has. In this book, The Secret of the Yoga Sutra, this book is written by, or the commentary is by Pandit Rajmani Tigganayat. And in verse 25, he refers back to verse 24, which talks about the power of the divine. And he says that she has the ability to do exactly what she wants to do. She has the ability to not do whatever she doesn't want to do. And she also has the ability to undo whatever's been done by herself or by anyone, anywhere. And I think that's the thing that can allow us, that's the information, the knowledge that can allow us to heal. Just knowing that she can take the deepest sorrow and begin to undo its grip on us. In that moment, when we do that, that is surrender. It's not waving a white flag. It's not giving up. It's allowing, it's surrendering to the divine within us that can undo all the ways we've hurt ourselves and hurt others. And in that understanding of surrender, it brings us into our lives with a feeling of optimism, relentless optimism, that no matter what we've done, no matter what the world happens in the world, she has the power to take it in her arms and to undo the pain that has caused. In the times of the deepest trouble, remember to surrender to the one who can care for you with that much depth. No matter how deep your trouble is, how big the hole is that you've dug yourself into, she is deeper still.